course.
Again, we're going to read chosen excerpts on the work above reason. We're going to start with excerpt number 15 from Rabash. These candles are sacred. And the most important is the prayer. That is, one must pray to the Creator to help him go above reason. Meaning that the work should be with gladness, as though he has already been rewarded with the reason of Kedusha. And what joy he would feel then. Likewise, he should ask the Creator to give him this power so he can go above the reason of the body. In other words, although the body does not agree to this work in order to bestow, he asks the Creator to be able to work with gladness, as is suitable for one who serves a great king. He does not ask the Creator to show the greatness of the Creator, and then he will work gladly. Rather, he wants the Creator to give him joy in the work of above reason, that it will be as important to a person as if he already has reason. Excerpt 16. Excerpt 16 from Shamati Bar Sulam 96. What is waste of barn and winery in the work? All the purpose of the work is in the literal and the natural, since in this work he no longer has room to fall lower down, and since he is already placed on the ground. This is so because he does not need greatness, because for him it is always like a new thing. This means that he always works as though he had just begun working now. And he works in the form of acceptance of the burden of the kingdom of heaven above reason. And the basis upon which he built the order of the work was in the lowest manner. And all of it was above reason. Only one who is a real fool can be so low as to proceed without any basis on which to establish one's faith, literally with no support. Additionally, he accepts this work with great joy, as though he had had real knowledge and vision on which to establish the certainty of faith. And to that exact measure of above reason, to that very measure as though he had reason. Hence, if he persists in this path, he can never fall. Rather, he can always be in gladness by believing that he is serving a great king.
If it's on the way, yeah.
Yes, from Rabash, Sanctification of the Month. A person must take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven on the lowest quality, and say about it that to him, even that state, the lowest that can be, meaning one that is entirely above reason, when he has no support from the mind and the feeling, and that he could be able to build its foundation upon. At that time, he is seemingly standing between heaven and earth and has no support. For then, everything is above reason. Then a person says that the Creator sent him this state where he is in utter lowliness, since the Creator wants him to take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven in this manner of lowliness. At that time, he takes upon himself, because he believes above reason, that the situation he is in now comes to him from the Creator. Meaning that the Creator wants him to see the lowest possible state in the world, and yet he must say that he believes in the Creator in all manners. This is considered that he has made an unconditional surrender.
Excerpt
number 18 concerning the right vav and the left vav. In any state that one is in, one can be the Creator's worker, since he does not need anything, but does everything above reason. It turns out that one does not need any mochin with which to be the servant of the Creator. Now we can interpret what is written, "Set up a table before me against my enemies." A table means, as it is written, "and sendeth her out of his house," meaning exit from the work. We should interpret that even during the exits from the work, meaning in a state of decline, one still has a place to work. This means that when one prevails above reason during the declines and says that the descents too were given to him from above, the enemies are thus cancelled. This is so because the enemies thought that through the declines the person will reach utter lowness and escape the campaign. But in the end, the opposite occurred, that the enemies are cancelled. This is the meaning of what is written, "the table that is before the Lord," that precisely in this manner does he receive the face of the Creator. And this is the meaning of subduing all the judgments, even the greatest judgments, since he assumes the burden of the kingdom of heaven at all times. He always finds a place for work, as it is written that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, "There is not a place to hide from thee." He's pretty successful. Yes.
19 from Shamati 219, the matter of devotion. The servitude that should primarily be in devotion is on the discernment of fear. At that time, the whole body disagrees with one's work, since then it does not feel any taste in servitude. And with each thing that the body does, the body calculates that this servitude is not in wholeness. Thus, what will get out of working? Then, because there's no validity and taste in this servitude, overcoming is only through devotion. This means that the servitude feels bitter, and each act causes him horrendous suffering. Since the body is not accustomed to work in vain, either the work should benefit oneself or others. But during the katnut, one does not feel any benefit for oneself, since one does not presently feel any pleasure in the servitude. Also, one does not believe that there will be benefit to others, since it is not important to himself. So what pleasure would others have of it? Then the suffering is harsh, and the more he works, the suffering increases proportionally. Finally, the suffering and the labor accumulate to a certain amount until the Creator has mercy on him, and he gives him the taste in the servitude of the Creator, as it is written, "Until the Spirit be poured upon..."